Southeast Alaska's regional Native corporation has increased the age spread on its board of directors. Juneau-based Sea Alaska has added a youth advisor to its 13-member governing panel. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Sea Alaska's youngest board member hopes to use the internet to interest new shareholders in corporate business. 22-year-old Megan Gregory was recently chosen to represent her generation on the Regional Native Corporation's board of directors. It's a new position, and Gregory says she has some new ideas.
A lot of students and kids my age who aren't in school utilize Facebook and MySpace and Twitter. And what I want to do is I want to develop some profiles that have information about the corporation as well as scholarships, programs that are offered, internships. There's just so many things that they could be doing.
Gregory graduated from Cake High School and attends the University of Alaska Southeast's Juneau campus. She also works for the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, the corporation's cultural arm. She's one of about 3,200 shareholders enrolled since a recent vote to issue stock to eligible descendants born after December 18, 1971. The Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, which established Sea Alaska, limited members to those born on or before that date. Board member Joe Nelson pushed for the advisory position to get input from younger shareholders.
We have a generation basically from ages 18 to 38 who are just now enrolling in the company, and she'll be the only one in that age group serving on the board, and we want to definitely be encouraging getting the younger people excited about the company and getting them involved.
The corporation has about 20,000 shareholders overall. Gregory says many new shareholders are having a hard time understanding what it means to be part of Sea Alaska.
I did some soliciting for the corporation to encourage the youth to vote because they aren't familiar with voting, and a lot of them just weren't very sure as to how they should vote and who to vote for. They weren't familiar with any of the board members. I just think we could do a little more to inform them as to what's going on and encourage them to take action, especially when it comes to voting.
She'll have a year in the position, at which time another young shareholder will be named from a pool of applicants. Nelson, in his late 30s, says he's looking forward to the role young shareholders will play, and he's quite willing to give up his place as the corporation's youngest elected board member.
I'll be happy when the day will come, and I'm sure it'll come not too far from now, that we'll see one of these people coming in elected by the shareholders as a regular full-fledged board member.
About 24 shareholders put their names in for the youth advisor position this year. The next round of applications will be taken starting in September. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.